Hare Krishna. So I beg the mercy of all the Vaishnavas assembled here, feeling myself unqualified to give this class. I beg for your mercy, because with the mercy of the Vaishnavas, anything can be achieved. So if you bless me, I can speak something of value instead of wasting your time. Thank you. So we are reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 2. And the text is 117. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I just wanted to see, I saw some new people being guided. So after I read what I'm going to read, you probably will need guidance. So, you know, take help from whoever is guiding you. Because this topic is such that it may, you know, disturb you a little bit. Like that, for the newcomers. Okay, the Lord replied, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person who has accepted the renounced order of life, but who still talks intimately with a woman. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that saralata or simplicity is the first qualification of a Vaishnava, whereas duplicity or cunning behavior is a great offense against the principles of devotional service. As one advances in Krishna consciousness, one must gradually become disgusted with material attachment and thus become more and more attached to the service of the Lord. If one is not factually detached from the material activities but still proclaims himself advanced in devotional service, he is cheating. No one will be happy to see such behavior. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatriyubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Yes, of course, yes. The Lord replied, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person who has accepted the renounced order of life, but who still talks intimately with a woman. So this chapter is entitled The Chastisement of Junior Haridas. So I was asked to speak on the topic of Chota Haridas. For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe Lord Chaitanya is giving me a message that I should take. So in this chapter, there's a devotee called Bhagwan Acharya. Bhagwan Acharya is one of the cowherd boys in Krishna Leela. And now he is Bhagwan Acharya in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And his father is a statesman, Shatananda Khan, who owns, you know, a kingdom. And he's a very materialistic person. But Bhagwan Acharya is very renounced. And as a cowherd boy, being a cowherd boy, he's also very liberal. He is very, as they call it, bola, very simple. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, saralta, simplicity is the virtue of a Vaishnava. So Bhagwan Acharya, he lives with the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and he associates with the Lord. He is completely surrendered to the Lord's lotus feet. And he is very friendly with Swarup Damodar. We know Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, Lalita and Vishakha in Krishna's pastimes are now in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. So he is very friendly with them. And he lives in Jagannath Puri, and many times he invites Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his house for lunch. And he feeds him. He feeds him Jagannath Mahaprasad, because in Jagannath Puri, everything is Jagannath Mahaprasad. But he also prepares, you know, bhoga to directly offer to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is usually called gharabhat in Bengali, when bhoga is cooked to be offered to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, Lord Jagannath's prasad is called prasadi in Orissa. So, this Bhagwan Acharya, he has a brother called Gopal Bhattacharya. And Gopal Bhattacharya goes to Varanasi, which is the seat of the Mayavadis. And he studies the Mayavadi, what Mayavadis study, the commentary of Shankaracharya on the Vedanta Sutra called the Sharirika Bhashya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns that Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoi Sarvanash, that one becomes completely destroyed by listening to the even the talks of the Mayavadis. So Gopal Bhattacharya, having educated there and finished his education, comes to visit his brother in Jagannath Puri, and he stays at the house of Bhagwan Acharya. Bhagwan Acharya is attached to his brother, naturally affectionate. So when he learns from Gopal Bhattacharya, his brother, that he has written a commentary, you know, and he knows about the Sharireka Bhashya, he is very much interested. He goes to Swarup Damodar and says, you know, can you listen to my brother? He's come from Varanasi, having finished his education. Please hear him out. So Swarup Damodar, you know, he gets angry, because he knows this is not right. He says, your intelligence has been spoiled by your brother. You know, how can you think of hearing Mayavadi Bhashya, you know, when you are a devotee surrendered to the Lord? You know, if you listen, the Mayavadis, they think that all jivas, you know, they are just a spiritual effulgence. There is no individuality. It's all one. Jiva's life is imaginary. And when the Lord, you know, Lord Krishna, when he gets befooled by Maya, then he becomes a Jiva. So every Jiva is Krishna, actually, is God. But they have been befooled by Maya. And as soon as the covering of Maya is removed, they'll become the Lord himself, Krishna. So he says that these bhashyas are not for us. For us, the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra given by the four authorized sampradayas, they are the ones for us. Like, the authorized sampradayas are the Sri Sampradaya, where Ramanujacharya wrote the Sri Bhashya. In our own Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya, Madhavacharya wrote the Purna Pragya Bhashya. In the Kumar Sampradaya, Nimbarka Swami, he wrote the Parijat Saurabh Bhashya. And in the Rudra Sampradaya, which is given by Lord Shiva himself, Vishnu Swami, he wrote the Shuddha Bhashya. So these four Bhashyas, they are valid and they are meant for us, but not the Mayabadi Bhashya. But Bhagavan Acharya still insists, and Swarup Damodar says, definitely not. And he chastises him, and Bhagavan Acharya is ashamed of himself. He also feels bad. He goes home and he tells his brother, you may return to where you came from. You know. So Gopal Bhattacharya, actually Bhagavan Acharya also takes Gopal Bhattacharya to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu meets Gopal Bhattacharya because he is the brother of Bhagavan Acharya. But in his heart, he doesn't feel very good. He is not very happy. But just for the sake of, because of Bhagavan Acharya is his friend, is his, you know, devotee and disciple, he just, you know, he tolerates Gopal Bhattacharya. And then he makes it clear that he is not very happy. So then Gopal Bhattacharya returns. And one day after that, Bhagavan Acharya invites Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for prasadam. And he is very much excited. Mahaprabhu accepts it. Because if Bhagavan Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit and Paramananda Puri invite him, or Sarvabharma Bhattacharya invites him, then he never refuses. He always goes, takes their invitation. So Mahaprabhu takes the invitation, and on the day before the invitation, Bhagavan Acharya calls Chota Haridas, who is in the renounced order of life. There are three Haridasas. One is the Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. One is Bada Haridas, who is a musician, again, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chota Haridas is also a singer and musician for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those are the three Haridasas. So he, Bhagavan Acharya, calls Chota Haridas. And he says, I don't have this white rice, you know, fine white rice. But I know that Sikhi Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Mahiti, she has this rice. So please go to her and beg her for this rice on my behalf and get one mana of this rice. One man is 10 handfuls of rice. That is the measurement in Orissa. So Chota Haridas goes as he is advised. Now Madhavi Mahiti, she is the sister of Sikhi Mahiti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is intimate with 3.5 devotees. He openly declares. He is open with 3.5 devotees. And to them he reveals the deepest secrets of his heart. One is of course Swarup Damodar Goswami. Another one is Ramananda Rai. The third one is Sikhi Mahiti. And the fourth one is the half, which is his sister, Madhavi Mahiti. So those are the 3.5 people. Madhavi Mahiti is also an associate of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being, you know, Krishna, coming in the mood of Radharani, he also, you know, has a relationship with Madhavi Mahiti, not as a sannyasi, but as a devotee. So she is his devotee, her life is dedicated to him. And she is older, she is elderly. And she always performs a bhajan. She is busy in that. So Chota Haridas approaches her and he begs for the rice on behalf of Bhagavan Acharya. She is very happy to give. And Chota Haridas brings the rice and gives it to Bhagavan Acharya, who is very happy. He prepares the rice and lots of vegetables. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes at noon time. He comes at noon, he sits and he notices the rice. He says, "My God, this..." He doesn't say, "My God, that's my addition. Sorry about that. Please forgive me." He says, "This rice, fine rice, where did you get it from?" So, "It's very nice." So Bhagavan Acharya says, "I begged it from Madhavi Maiti." He says, "Yes, but who went to collect it?" And Bhagavan Acharya says, "Chota Haridas went to collect it." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then praises the rice, appreciates all the vegetables, he eats it, and he is very satisfied. And Bhagavan Acharya also feels that he has done service to the Lord. He feeds him Jagannath Prasadam as well as the bhoga that he has prepared. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being satisfied with everything, Bhagavan Acharya also offers him ginger paste, which is good for digestion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked it. And lime with salt, which is another ingredient good for digestion. For even devotees have problems. So all this is coming from the bona fide Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we also can partake of it like that for digestion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes it and then he comes, he returns to his quarters and he calls for Govinda. And then he tells Govinda. He says, "From today, I don't want to see the face of Chota Haridas. He is not to come here at all. My doors are closed for him." So then the word spreads amongst devotees and Chota Haridas is confused. He says, "What have I done? You know, I don't know. You know, what's my fault?" But just not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu breaks his heart and he starts fasting because he just can't think of eating, knowing that he won't ever be able to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. So he is heartbroken and he can't eat anything, so he is fasting. And then Swarup Damodar notices it and he feels bad. So this is how, you know, we have to be very, there is a life lesson that one Mayavadi, you know, even though he was a brother of a devotee, he came, you know, having Mayavad knowledge. And he wanted to spread this Mayavad knowledge, Gopal Bhattacharya. But the devotees didn't want him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also didn't want him. And also after knowing that the devotees don't like Mayavad Bhasya, but I can take their association. Yeah? Still, Gopal Bhattacharya left without taking the association of the Vaishnavas. So he didn't get the mercy because he didn't surrender to a Vaishnava, even to his brother. He just returned to the district. But in devotee association, devotees always take care of each other, or we should take care of each other. Care, devotee care is the most important thing. And we can see here that Swarup Damodar is giving a practical example. He is concerned about Chota Haridas. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want to see him? So along with his intimate associates, he goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says to the Lord that what has happened with Chota Haridas? You have banned him from coming for your darshan. And he has been fasting for 3 days. He can't eat. And we are all concerned. So please, you know, forgive him so that he can have your darshan. So that is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks this verse. The Lord replied, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person who has accepted the renounced order of life, but who still talks intimately with a woman. The Lord is omniscient. He knows what is going on in the heart of each and every living entity. No one knew what Chota Haridas had done, but the Lord knew. Probably he met Madhavi's Mahiti and he had sensual desires, even though she was old. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on goes to explain that for someone in the renounced, even in the renounced order of life, even if they see a wooden doll of a woman, just by that form, they could have sensual desires within them. What to speak of seeing a woman, or what to speak of having intimacy with a woman. So he is explaining to the devotees that for the renounced order of life, it is not proper to have any association with women, apart from service, strictly service. So he is giving that lesson to all the devotees there, but he doesn't reveal that. He just says this of Chota Haridas. And they should get the message. So the devotees are shocked, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very angry when he says this. And the devotees are shocked and they go away. But then they discuss amongst themselves and they gather more devotees, because they say that Chota Haridas is surrendered to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. He is concerned that Mahaprabhu is not going to speak with him. He is affected by that. That shows that his devotion is still strong. So therefore, we must, you know, represent him. So they gather more devotees. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sita Ram Ji Lakshman Ji Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, they gather more devotees and then they approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. And this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells them that if you insist, then I will take leave of you. You stay here. I won't associate with you. So, they are again disturbed. They close their ears and they go away from there. But the devotees still don't give up. They go to Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri is the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Ishwara Puri was also the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the disciple of Ishwara Puri. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Paramananda Puri as his guru, as his spiritual master, on the same level. And he also mentioned that when he took sannyas, he said, when he saw Paramananda Puri in Jagannath Puri, at that time he said that, you know, I haven't seen, you know, Madhavendra Puri, but just by Paramananda Puri's darshan, I have seen Madhavendra Puri, because he represents his spiritual master. So he had great regard for him and there was a lot of love between them. So devotees approach Paramananda Puri and they say that if you approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, probably things will be different. He will forget Chota Haridas. So then Paramananda Puri approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows. He asks Paramananda Puri, why have you come? What is the reason, O Lord? And then he says that the reason is Chota Haridas. I have come because he needs to be forgiven. He is a surrendered soul. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that what he has done, you know, in the renounced order of life, if anyone associates intimately with women, then I can't tolerate it. So he says to Paramananda Puri, you stay with the devotees. I will go to Alalanath, which is a place of pilgrimage close to Jagannath Puri. I'll go there with Govinda. Govinda can accompany me. but all the devotees can stay here. Paramananda Puri immediately gets up. He says, sorry, my lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are independent in your will. No one can change your decisions. Once you take a decision, no one can change it, because it is for the greatest benefit for all humanity. So please, you know, you continue with that. Please, you continue to stay here and I'll leave. And he takes leave of that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back to his quarters. Now, whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits Jagannath temple, Chota Haridas hides. He's far off at the other end of the temple, and he watches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thereby he slowly takes his darshan. This continues for 1 year, and Chota Haridas finally, he says, I have no hope. So he pays obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he leaves Jagannath Puri and goes to Prayag, which is the confluence of the three rivers. Prayag is also the holy dam. Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati meet there at Prayag. At that place, holy place, Chota Haridas gives up his life, commits suicide. And then, afterwards, in his invisible body, he comes to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he sings for him. He continues his service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows this. No one else knows it, because he is the Supreme Lord. And he appreciates that service of Chota Haridas. And then one day, devotees from Prayag, they come to Navdweep and they speak about, you know, Chota Haridas having come there and then given up his life in the Triveni Sangam. And devotees then, when they come to Jagannath Puri, especially Srivas Thakur, he approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he asks, oh Lord, where is Chota Haridas? I don't see him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one who breaks the regulative principles in renounced order of life, then he has to bear the consequences of his fruitive activities. That is the only reply he gives. And Srivas Thakur says, yes, devotees who came from Prayag, they told us that Chota Haridas has given up his life at the confluence of the three rivers in Prayag. And then, one day when Jagadananda, Prandit, Swarup Damodar, Mukunda, everyone go in the, you know, to take a bath in the, sea. At that time, they hear Chota Haridas singing. And they say, we can't see him, but where is he? And then, you know, one of the devotees says, probably he has become a Brahman ghost. He has given up his life. He has drunk poison because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. And Swarup Damodar says, no, that is not what has happened. He'll definitely gain liberation. So then, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, takes service from Chota Haridas that way and blesses him. And then he enters into the eternal pastimes of the Lord that way. So we can see that in this chapter it is given that a devotee, of course, should not commit, you know, should not fall down. But when Prabhupada was there on the planet and there were sannyasis who fell down, and one instance was there when a sannyasi himself asked, you know, Prabhupada, I have fallen down, you know, from my sannyas order with a woman. Will you reject me? Prabhupada said, no, how can I reject you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord. He can spread Krishna consciousness all over the world just by himself. But I need your help, and you have given me your service. So I can never forsake you. You can come back and continue your service. And many sannyasis who fell down, they came back, and some of them even got, Prabhupada gave them sannyas again. And they started their devotional service. So the Lord is merciful, But the Lord's pure devotee is even more merciful than him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't leave, but Prabhupada never forsake anyone. So the lotus feet of the spiritual master, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. So we should hold on tight to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Because even intentionally or unintentionally, we commit so many fall downs in our minds. You know, it is mentioned here that devotees, when they heard what happened to Chaitanya Haridas, they, even in their dreams, they did not talk to women, it is said. Now, in the dreams, it is unconscious. You know, how can you? We are not conscious in the dreams. But therefore, the lotus feet of the spiritual master are, you know, the only shelter. Because in that, everything is reconciled. Like that. So I will stop there.